Some North Dakota legislative leaders believe Governor Burgum's proposal to use $50 million from the proceeds of the Legacy Fund to build a Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum in Medora will have a tough go in the legislature. Burgum's proposal is a two-for-one match, saying the $50 million investment would raise another $100 million from private investors. Still, legislative leaders on both sides of the aisle thinks this might be a non-starter. Here's House Minority Leader Josh Boucher of Fargo.
First and foremost, we're coming off of three bienniums of cuts. We're coming off of times where state employees haven't gotten raises, where communities have felt cuts to EMS services, to behavioral health services, long-term care. We need to get that back up. And once we get our communities back and healthy and have dependable funding, then we can have conversations about some of these other legacy projects.
Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner of Dickinson says he had made a counteroffer to Burgum on the $50 million figure. He said there isn't a lot of enthusiasm about this among his caucus either. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.